In accordance with Schedule 1B2, Category B, Section 20 of the Public Procurement Amendment Act 2016, Act 914, the Ministry has constituted its committee on which you have been nominated to serve as members. Many of you would recall some of the irregular commissions and omissions cited in the Mini Auditor General's report to Parliament, especially in recent times and operations of the Public Accounts Committee. I charge you both individually and as a collective to discharge your duties diligently and professionally. In the application of the limited resources that we have, we cannot ensure sustainable development for our country. And that is why we need to be very probious in whatever we do pursuant to our national development agenda.
The chairman of the audit committee, Richard Esiedu, said they will diligently discharge their duty.
I believe that good governance actually depends on the existence of transparency, probity and accountability, because these are the bedrocks upon which every good system of administration is built. The audit committee has become a part of the structures of good governance, and I believe that together we will work towards the pursuit and upholding of transparency, probity and accountability within this ministry. We believe that we will have your support and your cooperation and the support of the chief director as well as all the officials of this ministry.